Orange Top Fiber, this is Wilhelmina. How may I help you?
Yes. Hello, my name is Ruth Mandelbaum, and this is the third time that I'm calling about this particular problem.
Okay.
The last time I was told that a specialist was going to call me back in 15 minutes, and nobody ever called back. So basically, I have the internet is fine, but I have no telephone service. There is no dial tone on my phones.
Okay.
And this has been a problem since the initial installation.
When was that?
Oh, I have to look up the.
Well, that's all right. I'll
yeah, I think it was. I think it was around December 15th.
Okay.
And initially, when the service was set up, everything worked the first day, and then both of the services went out. A technician came. Easily fixed the internet, but had a real hard time getting the telephone going. That took a long time. Finally, he said it was a problem with my jack that was downstairs, and we use an upstairs jack. And when he left, that worked, but then the next day that stopped. So I have no idea. I mean, my jacks have never been a problem before.
Right.
So I think it has something to do with the interface of your service with my telephone jack. So I don't know if you do something to fix that problem or install new jacks.
Okay.
I went down, you know, I tried everything. I've tried rebooting. Wherever all the telephone wires are connected, it's a total jumble. I could not tell you what is going on there.
Okay.
But again, somebody was going to call me back, and you know, this is my third time calling about this.
And how do you spell your last name, Ruth?
Yeah, Mandelbaum. I'm on the site right now, so I can, do you need a customer number?
No, I think I'm going to find you, I think.
Because I know if I open up one of the invoices, I can find it. You know, basically, if you go online, all I see is that I have one open ticket, but it doesn't show, like, all the phone calls that have been made or all the service calls I've had.
All right, add change delete calling features. Let me just get this. Okay, yeah, let's see if I have any notes. Nothing there. Let's go back. And none. There's no dates in here. Modified high 12:15. Okay, and you said that you got it turned on December 15th. Okay.
Yeah, as I said, the telephone worked. It worked for one day before everything went down.
Mm-hmm.
And that was at the downstairs telephone jack. That on the second visit, I was told there was a problem with the jack. And
okay, landline. All right. Which is weird. Let me go here. Oh, here we go.
Yeah, the first time I had a problem, the service was so new that we weren't even in the system yet. So you might not even have the whole history.
Yep, the only history I have is that on the 15th, it said error detected by device manager. And dialer. But nobody's been back.
Well, you know, it says that phone call. I don't know if your phone calls are recorded or not, but if you haven't.
Yeah, no, I was looking to see if anything was on there. But I don't see. But let me go in here and we're going to do new.
I mean, do you have a record that someone came out to the house?
Yep. And, well, I have the record on the day that it was installed. I don't have somebody coming out there the day after because it looks like.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to remember. It was a. I know that we've had.
I'm thinking.
I don't remember. I've lost track of how many calls.
I think that you probably had it installed on the 13th and then they came out on the 15th. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Because okay. I have things going on the 13th and the 15th. And the last time he was there, it was
okay,
the 15th.
Okay, so it must have been the 15th. That must have been when he got the phone working, but he was only able to do it upstairs. Then it worked, as I said, once I thought everything was working properly, I turned in my Spectrum modem. So it was like, I don't have an option for another landline right now.
Right.
And I think when you go to Archtop, they turn off your phone anyway.
They do after if they import your number, if you imported it.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't have another, this is my only landline option right now.
So this is what I basically said that you've called. This is the third time that you called with the phone jack not working. It first worked the first day in the jack. Then it stopped. Then the tech came out and we put it in the second jack upstairs. But now that only worked for one day, and now we have no dial tone whatsoever, and we need to find out why there's no dial tone. So does that sound about right?
Obviously, we can't make any calls.
Phone calls. Right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to email my tech, and if you don't hear anything back by afternoon, call me back. Like, just call back.
Well, is there any way for me to reach you personally?
Most likely you are going to reach me because I do the Arch Care. So, yes, you probably will reach me. But if not, I'm going to say if customer doesn't hear back, I'm going to put it in the note to follow up on it again because it's been a really long time. It's been 2 weeks. It's been 10 days.
I'm trying to.
Yes, you're being.
If this was an age without cell phones, it would be a major, major issue.
As it is, it's still
an issue.
Most definitely.
There are people who use that number, and we usually use that telephone when we're in the house. So,
And I'm just going to say you're going to call back in the afternoon. You are very welcome, Ruth, and you have a good day. And I'm hoping that everything goes through smoothly for you, okay?
Okay.
And if not,
you
call me back afternoon, okay?
Okay. And what was your name again?
My name's Wilhelmina.
Wilhelmina. Thank you, Wilhelmina.
You're welcome.
Okay. Take care. Bye.
You too. Thanks. Bye.